Hello, everybody, and welcome to Ladies Night. This is your host, Lauren Enchanted. Here with my girls, Ms. Nika, Neek, and Lexi Lex.
Hey, everybody.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter, y'all.
Yes.
We are Ladies Night. This is season 2, episode 24, I think. I'm losing track.
Yeah, I think it is 24.
Mm-hmm.
So
that means we're doing a lot of episodes.
Right. First and foremost, shout out to everybody that came to the meet and greet this past Friday. We had a really good time, and we hope you guys are enjoying and making good use of those shot glasses that we handed out.
Yes. Yeah, thank y'all for coming out. We really appreciate it.
Yes,
it was nice meeting some of you guys.
Yes, definitely nice meeting everybody. So, thanks for that. As always, you can follow us on Instagram at Ladies Night Podcast. Follow us on Twitter at Ladies Night PC. And please go like our Facebook page at Ladies Night Podcast. And leave us those comments on SoundCloud and subscriptions on iTunes as well. We love seeing those. We're thirsty for it.
And we want to know, how are we doing from y'all?
And special shout out to Stakes is High and Drunken Nights for coming through to the meet and greet. And Good Intent Media.
Right.
He came through. He makes some dope playlists, y'all. Go follow him on Apple Music.
Do that.
Shout out to How at the Moon for the free party. the free.
That was a cool little vibe. I love the big old piano on the front. That was definitely a vibe.
The macaroni and cheese was so fire.
I'm mad I missed the fire. Food. Coming from work, I missed the food.
Right.
That's okay. I made up for it. I got on stage and did Proud Mary, y'all.
She did.
with these little white girls. They wasn't on V. I said, okay, I got to kill Tina because y'all can't be messing up Tina now.
Right.
We can't have that.
So basically, if you weren't there, you missed a vibe.
You did.
And again, send us emails too at ladiesnightformoms@gmail.com if you want to work with us or got questions, comments, concerns, congestions, suggestions. Any of that. Don't email us if you're congested. Call your doctor. this episode is kind of a split focus. It's kind of on relationships, but on domestic violence and on changing for your partner, or maybe changing because of your partner and things that you guys have been through together. So I think it'll be a good convo. Nice spring convo. Before we do that, Nika, do you want to hit us with the parenting tip?
Yes, this week's parenting tip is use YouTube. I know a lot of parents hate YouTube because their kids just get on there and watch other kids play with toys.
I'm not at that stage yet, thank God.
Okay, but I actually use it for educational purposes for my kids. You could type in like solar system songs for toddlers and they'll just keep playing songs about the solar system and the planets, and if they run out, they'll go into the ABCs, but my kids love them. They are little catchy songs that will get on your nerves, but your kids will love them, and it'll keep your kids busy, and you'll be able to get some stuff done around the house. So, for the free.
So, look at God.
My parenting tip for the week.
Right? I love YouTube anyway. It's going to be hard to share it, because I'm always watching do-it-yourself videos, so it's going to be hard to give up the computer. I guess you can use my phone after you use my computer.
There you go.
And if you have a Chromecast or like a Fire Stick, you can just cast it to one of those and you can still do whatever you're doing on your phone while it's playing. So
definitely what's up. Lex, you got some tea for us?
I do, as always.
Call me a bad server because I always spill the tea.
So corny.
Yeah, right, corny.
That was Sheree, wasn't it?
Yep. Yes.
Her tagline from Real Housewives, yep. Ooh, that reunion is tonight, but I need to catch up on the season.
Is it? Okay.
Yes, it's going to be. Whew, okay. So, going into the tea, shout out to Fetty Wap. He's actually doing more than just making hella kids these days. He handed out gift cards for Easter in his hometown of Paterson, New Jersey.
That's
so I think that's really dope of him. This leads me into my icebreaker, being that it is Easter and Resurrection Sunday. Do you guys have any Easter memories or traditions that you guys want to share, you know, since it's the holiday?
We always go to my grandma's church down in the country where the pastor is really long-winded. And he always says, as I come to a close, as I take my seat. And he's still saying it 30 minutes later.
Oh.
But right. They always have an Easter egg hunt for us. It's a big church. I mean, it's a little church on a big country field. And there would be eggs everywhere. And not just the plastic ones. They would hard boil the eggs, and they would dye them for us. And it would just be candy everywhere. And some of them would have money in it. But we did that every year. And I took my kids to do it last year. It was kind of cool. Doing what I used to do when I was a kid. In the same exact place with the same exact people.
Right. You know what? Growing up, our Easter we always had Easter. We always were in the Easter play at church. So it was so many kids back then. Nowadays, I saw everybody posting on Facebook. Everybody's like part of different churches. But we would spend so many Saturdays in preparation, practicing our little parts. He would not. And, you know, sunrise, we go to sunrise service every year. And then the kids would do our thing later in the morning. And we'd be dressed up in our little sheets and cloaks and stuff.
Yeah, sheets and cloaks.
For the play. And then the Saturday before Easter, we would always do Easter egg hunt at church, too. That was always really fun. We would always help boil the eggs and dye them for the hunt. I remember one year I got mad because I had so many eggs I had to give some of the other kids mine, and I was not happy about that. But I don't know. I always remember getting the dresses the night before. You always up getting your hair pressed out.
Yep.
Oh, yes.
We used to love me a good Easter dress with a nice pair of little baby heels.
Oh, yes.
Right. And I always used to get the little Easter purse, too.
Oh, yes. I always had a nice Easter dress. One year I had a suit and couldn't, and my little sling backs, you couldn't tell me nothing. Church my mama heels. Always had a nice hat.
Right.
Okay. That's why I loved about church. I was like, come on, come through with the hat, saints. I just want to see the hat.
Somebody right. posted a meme that said, National Church Hat Celebration Day.
Right.
Really is. Oh, when I saw today was when your mom rolled your hair, because, you know, I had a mama and my grandma was an old school beautician. So, of course, we were sponge rolling hair.
Right.
Curls, tight as all get out. Seven hours later, the curl is still tight. And right. I'm like, it ain't fell yet. But yeah, that was my life. I, too, was in the church plays. Mm-hmm. And we always had to have it. We always danced. And, of course, I had to sing the choir. I was a typical church girl. I was in everything. Youth group, choir, dance, all
usher board.
Mm-hmm, everything. And one year, well, the Easter plays, I actually had the lead part. I will never forget, cuz.
How you have a lead part in the Easter play? Ain't it supposed to be Jesus? Were you married?
Well, like, what did you marry?
Wait. I mean, is it a Mary or Jesus? Maybe Joseph had a lead part. How you have a...
And ain't that Christmas? Yeah, you talking Christmas, Lori. That's what I was like, why?
But still, how you gonna have a lead part in Easter, though? It's not no woman.
Okay, let me explain. This was the play. So it was basically supposed to be like modern...
Shit. Trying to come for me. Explain.
She said, I want to know. Damn it. It's okay. So it was supposed to be like a modern day comparing to... Jesus' okay. day. So I was the modern Mary Magdalene, because, you know, Mary Magdalene was...
So you were Mary.
Yeah, you know, I was a Mary, just not that Mary. I was a different Mary. But my name was Magdala in the present day. So yeah, I had three kids, three different baby daddies. I was drinking, on drugs, had a living boyfriend, was pregnant, didn't know if he was the father because I was cheating on him.
Oh, they took it there.
Now, why they do that to Jesus? They know that ain't the story.
No, I was married. Remember, I was the... Because, you know, Mary Magdalene's, you know, biblically...
Oh, okay, I'm thinking Christmas,
yeah.
too.
Yeah, see, now...
Well, see, once you said Mary Magdalene, all right, because I got a philosophy.
Okay, y'all, we definitely said Easter, Resurrection Sunday. How y'all pulling in the birth of Jesus?
I ain't gonna lie. I don't go to church. Well, I do. I've been going a lot this year, but I go and then I don't. I usually work Sunday, so ain't no excuse, but that's my story. I'm sorry, too.
But, yeah, so that's what I was leading the Easter play. And it was a hit, and it was really funny because I had to go full on, like, you know you're my baby daddy. Because, you know, I was going through. I was ready to commit suicide.
I know Lex was giving
100%. Oh, yes, I was.
I wish I could have been a fly on the wall.
It was so good. My mama was in the front row like, oh, wait a minute. Hold on. I forgot this ain't real. She was ready to jump up like, wait a minute. Hold on. Wait. This is a play. She literally said that.
I know y'all some characters.
It was a good play, though. I had people complimenting the next day in school, like, Lex, you did so good.
I wish I could see it.
I like to act, y'all. You know, I'm real outgoing like that.
Me too. But on that subject, we should have made this the conversation for the show today. I have always said, and I still maintain, that we should love these hoes because Jesus loved these hoes. And we know that because Mary Magdalene, you know what I mean? He showed her grace.
He did show her grace. Amen.
So I just feel like, shit. Jesus loves these hoes, why can't I? And I have said that for years. We should have talked about, had a conversation about these hoes.
Can we?
Talk Lord about these hoes.
Okay. Oh, I mean, I don't know what else we can say about them, but... but I just want to put that out there.
Gotta love the hoes. Gotta love the hoes.
I mean, you do.
That's a valid point, I think.
And there'd be some good hoes out there.
Yeah, I feel that's such an oxymoron. Good hoes.
Because they all hoes are not bad people. It is some people out there that are hoes, and they are very sweet people.
Yes, that's so true. And I'll be feeling bad because I just be like, that's a little dirty hoe.
That's a little dirty hoe.
And it's, I mean, they just be nice, and it's just like, yeah, you know, they, so they nice, didn't hurt nobody. Like,
girl, you know she a hoe. And why we do that? Why we can't just let her live and right. just be a hoe?
The way y'all
she's just having fun.
The way y'all keep saying hoes made me think of Meet the Browns when he said freckle face hoe. Latin hoe. Nasty hoe. That's what I keep thinking.
I don't recall or remember that.
Y'all don't remember the movie? Y'all didn't see the Meet the Browns movie? Okay.
I've seen it once, and it was like years ago. I don't remember that part. I mean, I have seen it like once or twice, but that was years ago. But it was just funny. It was just funny because that's how they were in the movie.
They thought that their daddy had all these nice girlfriends, and the older brother was like, no, that was a pimp. They were his hoes. And that's what I was just saying. Y'all talking about all hoes ain't bad. I was like, well.
They weren't all bad. Even the ones that work for a living. Nigga trying to take us to church. on this Sunday. Fine Easter Sunday.
Okay.
Y'all never know how church people always say on this Sunday or on this
On today.
Right. Why do you have to say on and it's today. Like in every church. It's like, is there a church grammar class that tells them to say on today?
On today. We thank you, Lord, on today.
You know what it is? Because a lot of these preachers all got southern preachers in their family, and I feel like that's where it all comes from.
Because they say it in Hoptown a lot. On today.
On today.
Tomorrow.
On this fine Sunday.
Right.
I saw the meme for today that was saying, when it said, when the pastor said, and 3 days later, it had all the real husbands of Hollywood with their hands up like, like going in and stuff. I said, no, really, that's going to be everybody's church today.
That's right. Actually a funny show. Real Husbands of Hollywood.
I haven't watched it full out, but I have watched a couple episodes.
If it's on, I'll watch it. I haven't watched it in a while, but it is pretty funny. They do crack me up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Rest in peace, Charlie Murphy.
That just hurt my heart.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of television, shout out to Tiffany Haddish. She has a new show called The Last OG, she is co-starring with Tracy Morgan and Cedric the Entertainer. It premieres April 3rd on TBS. Tracy Morgan's actually the main character. So basically, his character gets out of jail 15 years later, hoping to start over, get his life together, get back his girl, which is Tiffany Haddish. But Tiffany Haddish has moved on and is dating a white man, and he just don't know how to take it. And so it's bound to be a barrel of laughs. I'm looking forward to it. Plus, I just got to see my girl Tiffany Haddish. I just love her. She ready. In the music world, Cardi B dropped her new single, Be Careful. What y'all think of it?
I like it.
I like it too. Some people was like, Cardi, really? I'm like, I think because y'all were expecting her to come out with something trap and hype, and it's like,
is that the one that had the Lauryn Hill sample?
Mm-hmm. Oh, she did. She did do a Lauryn Hill sample on that. Mm-hmm.
I just heard a little piece of it on the radio, but I didn't like her cadence on the song. But I haven't listened to the whole thing.
I did, yeah. Her cadence, I've heard some people feel like it was a little off. Yeah. I could see that in a couple spots. But her lyrics was speaking some truth.
I'm going to have to go listen to the song, the whole thing.
I think I questioned her cadence a little bit, but to me, she raps like a guy. So I think that's why I kind of give her a pass, mm-hmm. because I expect the woman to be like more, I don't know, I guess I expect it to be more feminine, mm-hmm. but then she comes, she has like that masculine vibe. It's like, girl,
we gonna see.
I like it though.
I can't remember her album.
The album, yeah, April 6th, the album is coming up, so I'm looking forward to that. Tink has also came back on the scene with a new song called Faded. It's getting a lot of good remarks. I haven't listened to it yet, but I'm just putting that out there. I'm going to listen to that today. And SZA and Missy Elliott are hinting about doing a possible collaboration together, which I feel like would be hot fire, like Dylan, Dylan, Dylan. Personally, that's just me.
So much music, not enough time to listen to it all.
I know,
it
right?
just comes out so fast. It does. Whew.
Wait, what came out fast?
Like, just music in general. I said so much music, not enough time to listen to it.
Yeah, I know.
Don't say that in the wrong part of the conversation. So this is what I like to call the WTF moment of the week. So this woman, who was 37 weeks pregnant, gave birth not knowing she was pregnant. 37 weeks, y'all. Thought it was Chinese food. She wasn't showing. She didn't have no pregnancy signs.
How old was she?
She like in her
30s. That's sad. I'd be so fucked up.
She said with her first pregnancy, she didn't show and she didn't have a lot of signs either. And it took a while for her to realize that she was pregnant. Now, my mama didn't find out till she was 6 months. And then finally started showing towards the end. But, you know, she had some other signs and she was just in denial. She literally was just like, I had no idea. Her stomach was hurting, thinking it was Chinese food. She in labor, having contractions. And then her water broke and she was like,
did she miss any periods or anything?
I don't know if she was irregular or not, and that could have been the issue. Because that's how my mom was. She was irregular all the time. So if she missed a period, it didn't matter to her. That's how my mom didn't realize it. But my mom was also getting sick and throwing up McDonald's and craving orange sherbet ice cream. I said, Mom, you should have known. But she admitted she was in denial. But 37 weeks, you should know, bro. 37
especially
weeks,
if you're in your 30s, because when I'm sure when we got pregnant in our 20s, the first thing I noticed was that my nipples were tender. I mean, and that was the first
week
of my pregnancy.
Right.
So, you know? When they have those shows, like, I didn't know I was pregnant. I don't believe none of those stories.
There are some that are true, because one of my line sisters, her mom literally did not know she was pregnant. I know every woman is different, but I feel like 37 weeks, you cannot mistake that for Chinese food, bro. Like, I'm sorry. That's a different kind of pain. That is a totally different kind of pain.
I mean, sometimes when you get diarrhea, though, you do get cramps. And it'd be like, Lord, can I make it to the bathroom too?
She right now, your ass cracking.
You be having the runs, walks, and hurries. That is for sure. That's what my dad called them. He said, you got the runs. I said, yeah.
Run, walks, and hurry.
I'm going to have to start using that one. That's a good one.
Right, mm-hmm. That is. Other people got all the good
They do. All right, and then in our celebrity gossip for this week, Tamar Braxton was recently a guest on the Steve Harvey Show. And probably you guys have seen this clip or heard it on the radio. She was talking about how she used to wear blonde wigs for events. And this was on the topic of changing your looks for your man. You should, you know, how far is too far as trying to stay sexy for your man? Is it too much trying to, you know, maintain this image? And she was saying that Vince actually really liked blonde-haired, light-skinned women. Now, she said, of course, those wigs are all for sale now, given the divorce, so.
She's selling them wigs.
Mm-hmm, she's selling them wigs. I would, too.
Why she ain't just giving them to her sisters? But, I mean, she probably.
Oh, they aren't getting on good terms right now.
I heard.
Yeah, they got booted. Well, one of them, wait, who? Tony booted Tracy from the tour. And
I thought it was all of them.
Or maybe all of them. Yeah. I know she booted one or two of them.
But Tony don't play, because I was watching an episode of The Braxton Family Values, and she was recording the theme song for the show in the studio, and her sisters were in the studio laughing and kikiing, and she was like, y'all messing with my money. And she made him get out. She don't play.
I love Tony.
I wouldn't either. Bye.
No. Y'all messing with my flow, and you got to go.
Bye.
Family or not. So, yeah, I'm not sure how y'all feel about that. Personally, I wouldn't be wearing blonde wigs. Like, I'm not blonde. I'm not about to go out and buy a whole
bunch
of wigs.
But they didn't look bad on her. It's not like she wasn't.
They didn't, but I'm just, I feel like, I personally feel like that was a little too far. It's like, why not just dye your hair versus going out and buying wigs?
A lot of women buy wigs versus dyeing their hair because they don't want the chemicals in their hair. Especially blonde, you have to bleach your hair for blonde, and that's just. Not true. Good. I would buy a wig, too.
I mean, I would buy a wig, but let me just take a few steps back. I don't know.
I wouldn't be doing it for Vince, and I don't know the history if he was like, babe, I want you to be blonde, and she was just like, okay, or if she noticed him, you know, stepping out and being more attracted to blonde women or what. But for me, it just felt like that was a step too far. I do believe in staying sexy for your man. Like, when you get married and stuff. But I that, to me, was a little much.
I mean, that, and I don't know how much of Tamar's side, I believe, because I feel like she'd be exaggerating.
Yeah,
sometimes.
She's very dramatic.
And I don't want to say, like, I'm not on the woman's side, because I feel like as a woman, I do need to take the woman's side. But I can see him saying, oh, babe, I like that. That looks sexy on you. You know I love the blonde. But I can't see him being like, what you doing with that black wig on?
Take that shit off.
You know?
Yeah.
And see, I didn't watch Braxton Family Values, so I never really got to see Vince and Tamar interact. So I'm not, you know, I'm coming from the outside looking in.
But so. Even if he did tell her that he liked the blonde better, I mean, it's still up to you what you're going to put on. I doubt he would divorce her over not wearing a blonde wig.
I think there's a balance between, like, me doing something because I know you like it and then, like, you still accepting me for who I am if I don't do those things. But I'm going to do it because I love you and I want to see you smile. I might not do it every day. I might not put on a blonde wig every day, but I'd be like, oh, my man like blonde. We going on a date. Let me throw it on.
Right. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's true. And we going to get it popping tonight.
Yeah. Hey, you know, some of this special. Right. But if she didn't want to wear a blonde wig every day, then she shouldn't have.
True.
I agree. The blonde did look good on her.
It did. Now she ain't got no hair, Jesus.
Right. Bless the heart. So what would you guys change for your man? Or how far would y'all take it if you changed anything at all? Like if a guy said, I like straight hair. Or if a guy told you, like, I like girls with long hair, so I want you to grow your hair out and stop getting it cut. Or, you know, little things like that.
Probably growing my hair out wouldn't be as big of a deal because I did used to have longer hair. So, hey, I got braids right now because right now I don't know what I'm going to do with my hair. I done fell off getting the haircut. So, you know, that probably wouldn't bother me as much. I would still keep my weight intact. For my own personal health, but also just because, you know, I want to keep it together. I don't want to, you know, people do get comfortable and then they start letting themselves go. And there's one thing to put on, like, a few pounds here and there, but when you just, like, don't care about your appearance or, you know, that kind of thing, that can flow into your marriage and keeping that attraction and things like that, you know. So I would definitely make sure I keep that together. As far as anything I would change, I mean, I don't know, it probably just depends on my husband. Like, if he wants, like, if he'd be like, I don't want you to wear this, you know, like lingerie or something like that. You know, I just have to see. You know, if he's like, cause if he's not the type of person that doesn't like lingerie, okay, I just won't buy lingerie for you no more. That's fine. I ain't gonna trip.
I remember when I was first contemplating going natural, and I was like, I know I'm gonna have nappy hair. My baby daddy's not gonna like that. And so I didn't do it for a long time. And then when I finally did the big chop, I remember I was taking out some black braids. And I just knew I wasn't going to be able to get a comb or a blow dryer through my hair. So I just cut it. And before he came home, I called him and said, just imagine me the ugliest you've ever seen me. And then times by 10. And I wouldn't come out the bathroom when he came
home. Girl, I'm sure you didn't
because
look that
right.
Y'all wasn't there.
She said no. Y'all don't know.
Yeah, I didn't know what to do with it. I didn't know what to put on it. But I felt really self-conscious. And I changed because of me. But I knew that he didn't like it. So it made me feel self-conscious in my relationship.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I don't know if I would change anything. If I got married and I noticed I was letting myself go and my man asked me to lose a few pounds, if he approached me in the right way, you know, let's do it together or let's start hitting the gym. You know, don't be like, babe, you know. No, don't do that. But, you know, just say it right. Let me know you love me regardless.
Right.
And
right.
I'll see what I can do.
I love you when your head turns.
That's one of my favorite songs.
Yeah. And I still want you with you a little way. Yeah, that's my jam. Oh, I love that song. That just made me think of
music
that.
Music so soft.
I love music. Don't hate on music so, child.
I know. I love
music. He got the pops. He got the hits.
He does make nice music. I'm just talking my sugar honey iced tea. So, would you guys ever ask your man to change anything?
Yep.
Like what?
Like, if I didn't like the way he dressed, I would ask him to
switch
some things up. I would suggest a few things, you know. Mm-hmm. Here, babe, I bought you this sweater. I bought you this shirt. Steve Harvey's wife told him that she loved him, but he dressed like a pimp. And now he wears suits all the time. Mm-hmm. Like, better suits that are tailored.
And that he don't look like a pimp from Augusta.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I'll say, the dressing. My mom said she had to teach my dad how to dress. So, like, he did not dress, which I thought was hilarious. So I'm like, that's a nice dresser. She said, baby, your daddy couldn't dress. I said, oh, dang.
That
would
have been my most game.
Right. If I had a man that didn't keep a haircut, we would have to address that.
Yeah.
I know, you need to keep your hair cut. To talk to me at work, mm-hmm. And he is so nice, but he does not keep his hair or his beard cut. And I'll just be like...
And see, I love...
Don't ask me out because I don't want to have to...
Right. And see, I love beards, but it's got to be together. If it's just growing all crazy and wild, that's not attractive. That's not cute.
Yeah. Put some oil on them beards.
Condition it.
Right. Something. Comb it. Brush it. Let the water run through it. Something.
He's soft and silky.
But he did get a haircut the other day. He came in. I was like, I didn't even recognize you. You noise or whatever.
I'm not going to lie. I don't care how my man feels. If he feels it's too feminine or not, I personally don't care. If he got some ugly looking feet, I'm taking him to get a pedicure. You ain't rubbing against me with them corns and them claws.
Oh, barracudas.
No. You are going to get a pedicure, sir. And you're going to keep those feet nice. I don't care how you feel. Sorry. And I'm going to need for you to clip your nails. What is it with men in that one pinky nail? My daddy has that. I think he had that when I was younger, but he don't do that no more. I don't understand that pinky nail. What is up with y'all with that?
I mean, I heard it was so they could do a bump off of it.
Yeah, what? So they can hit it. Because that's what I think of, like in the 70s, just see them old dudes walking around the club. Just that's all I think of. I'm just like, why are we keeping
that's what I heard. Which in middle school, dudes do theirs out, but I think it's just because they saw somebody else do it and thought they were cool.
That's nasty, and you definitely cannot finger me if your nails are long and dirty. That's disgusting. Yeah, that ain't good for your girl, ladies.
Please keep your nails clean, man, because that's not cute. That's not cute at all.
Just run a nail file across it three times and just keep them.
Ain't nothing wrong with keeping your nails together.
Cut and wash and scrub. You need one of them things you can just...
Right. Buff them real quick.
A nail brush. Mm-hmm. I promise you can get all that from the dollar store. You can spend under $5 and be set.
There you go. That's all you need. And I would, you know, with my man, his weight, I would also be... I wouldn't be like, you got to be a bodybuilder and have a six-pack and all that, but I'm also not going to let you let yourself go either.
I'm going to frame it as, let's get healthy, babe.
Right, exactly. Let's work out together.
What if, like, an overweight guy approached y'all? He was so nice, and he was really nice, but he was overweight. Would you guys go, would you, like, be like, okay, you know, I could change him in the long run. We can hit the gym together. Like, it's bad to want to go into dating someone like that.
Not go into dating him like that, because some people are just, they just naturally big. This genetics, you just can't help it. But if it's like, y'all remember off the Parkers, old boy named, his name was Alan.
Yeah.
Him, where he was big because he literally just ate, just was sloppy, just eating everything that was just bad for him. And I would be like, babe. This is not the life you need to live, because you're going to be dead in the next 2 years. You keep eating like this.
Yeah, no doubt.
Let's get it together.
I don't know if I could do it just because I would just see health problems, money, sickness, you know, in our future. And, you know, if I don't know, that ain't my ministry to go into that. If I feel that way from the get-go, I don't know. I mean, thanks for being nice.
Thanks right. for being nice.
You know, yeah. I mean,
Nika said, no, nah, I just ain't going
right?
to
do it. Right. Like, God is always trying to talk
it's
to
dangerous.
Me, he's a heavier guy, but he takes really good care of his child and he's like really nice. And I just be like, you know, you're a really nice guy. We could work out together. I'm sure we could do something. But I'm just like, is it wrong with me? And is it superficial of me to, on the front end, before we're even in the relationship, think about how I can make you lose weight once we get together, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't.
No, you're not superficial.
I wouldn't want to seem like I'm making him lose weight, but I would inquire about what he wants to do.
Yeah.
Because that would be the determining factor. Because he could have been trying to lose weight all his life. He could have a thyroid issue. This could be an ongoing life struggle that I have no idea about. And I think that's different versus someone who is just eating to eat and not realizing the damage that they're doing to their body. Or they probably do know what they're doing to their body and they just think, oh, well, it's not going to happen to me. I'll be fine. I've been doing this for this long. No, sir. High blood pressure, diabetes, and stroke, heart attack real. Is real, and it will sneak up on you with a quickness.
And I've already seen it in my family. I ain't trying to pass nothing on to my
same
baby.
Here.
Exactly.
It's all in my family genetics.
It's a lot to think about. It's a lot to think about.
Well, that were some good thoughts. I don't know if I would change anything for a man. Just I don't think I answered that one. I mean, I might change some little stuff. I'm open to change. As long as you're not trying to change my personality, I don't care. Like, I guess I could wear a little
tweed
if
now,
I really like you. Or, you know.
She said less
weed. Or maybe go without makeup, because I feel like those are the things the guys would complain about.
You're not trying to let go of the weed, Lauren?
I mean, I am, but I've been doing my hair since I was 13. It's almost like when I've had a stressful week or stressful month, I'm just like, I'm about to go get some hair and change my hair. Because it's just like something I do to like release, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. And I just like doing makeup. It just makes me, it's just fun. It's fun. You know,
it's just like, the possibilities are endless. Yes. Leave us alone. We like wearing makeup. Not for you, for us.
Right. And you True. Don't do it for the men. Men never notice. You just do it for yourself. You the fucking coldest. Shout out to Drake. Y'all know I have the Drake lyrics.
You fancy, huh?
Right. So anyway, moving right along. Lex, you want to introduce our next topic?
With sure.
And
Fabulous. Oh, poor Fabulous. And you know, because I used to mess with I loved me some Fabulous back in the day. Gotta breathe. One into the two into the three. That used to go, okay? But unfortunately, Fabulous is out here wilding and we don't know why. So as we all know, Fabulous guy had a domestic violence situation with his longtime girlfriend and child's mother, Emily. Mm-hmm. Y'all remember Emily mm-hmm. was one of the first original Love and Hip Hop New York cast mm-hmm. members. And she had talked about the relationship on there. They have, I believe, probably one or two kids together. I do
know
that.
They got two now. They just had one, like, what's in the last
Yeah, they got yeah, two. It's Johan two. And the new baby.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, they have two kids together. So, apparently, there is footage of Fabulous just going off.
Did you see it?
I saw some of it. He was threatening her, threatening her daddy. Mm-hmm. I read he pulled out a gun. Apparently, he, like... Did he choke her? We know he
She
hit
was very afraid in the video. Like, he stepped towards her and she like, ran. Took off running.
Yeah.
Or skipped off. I don't want to be overly dramatic.
Right. But I'm not sure as to why this all occurred. What's the background? Because, you know, I know they had a tumultuous, like, on and off again relationship. But it seemed like after she got off Love and Hip Hop, they got back together and they were good again.
Yeah, I thought they were doing good.
I did too. Yeah. So then when this surfaced, I was like, wait a minute. What's going on?
Well, they said it was a domestic dispute, didn't they?
Mm-hmm. Some type of domestic dispute. So I don't know. I don't know if somebody's cheating. I don't know if somebody's stealing money. I don't know if she said, I'm tired, I'm leaving. And he said, you ain't going nowhere. But, baby.
Well, apparently, I think they were coming back from... I can't remember where I read this. They were coming back from out of town or something like that. And he told her not to come back to the house or something, and she tried to have her dad go to the house to take guns out of the house because if his fam said he was going to use the guns on her, and he came up and then was like telling the pops, that's the way where the video comes in, he's telling the pops, I don't know why you invited him to my house. And she's like, that's my motherfucking father. Yeah. And, you know, just went from there. But I was just like, this is deep. I like Fabulous.
I know.
Like, that kind of made me sad. Plus, he always seems like such a cool comic collective character.
Yeah, that's what I was like.
I knew he was a cheater, but I didn't think he was like a beater, too.
I would have never. It's just one of those things, like, I would have never pegged him. Like, I just wouldn't, because he ain't never been in any type of situation like that. Now, and with any other women he's possibly been with, like, you've never heard him in the news like that. So, for this to surface, it makes me wonder what is going on. Like, is he drugging and bugging? Is he having a mental break? Or has he really just been beating her ass behind the scenes? And we don't know.
Well, somebody said that even on her confessionals on Love & Hip Hop, she hinted or said something about it being, there was like abuse and stuff and shit. So.
I remember on Love & Hip Hop, he didn't want to come on the show. And then they had went to go take these family pictures. And he was supposed to come, but he never came. And they little boy was in there cutting up, knocking over the photographer's equipment. So I was like, you got your girl out here looking bad. And your little boy bad. That ain't right. It's just...
Right. I had to really suffer for her in that show.
Yeah.
Because he did seem to leave her hanging quite a bit on the show. Mm-hmm. But she seemed to also love his dirty draws because she, like, stood by him and did not leave him. And made excuses for him no matter what.
And at the same time, if he didn't want her to go on the show and she knew that going into it, then it's kind of her fault. I mean, if he let her know that that's not what he wanted and she went ahead with it.
That's true. And then the other thing I was going to say, too, is New York men have, like, a reputation for going upside their woman's head.
Do they? Really?
I have a friend. My friend Josh is from New York, and he's like, it's no big deal to every night hear one of your neighbors beating their wives through the walls.
Ooh.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, he
through
said
the
like,
walls.
I mean, you could hear it. They live in apartments. You can hear everything going on. He's like, it's nothing out of the ordinary for that to happen. And what? So I just feel like, you know, that doesn't make it okay at all. But it's like, is that the culture for that region, you know?
But I think that's everywhere. I think about the places that I've lived and the arguments that I've heard from my neighbors that are nearby. I've heard a couple of domestic disputes when I lived in Kentucky.
I mean, I heard one in my last apartment. He didn't put his hands on her, but I thought he might have, just because basically she caught him cheating and they have a kid together. And, you know, of course, all hell was breaking loose. And so the girl he was with leaving, because she was like, I got nothing to do with this. I didn't know about her. The baby mama comes in and she, you know, she's screaming and stuff. I'm listening like, oh, Lord, what's going on? And I hear her say, let me go, let me go. I said, oh, Lord, I'm not going to have to call 911 today. Right. I'm pregnant. What?
Did you end up calling 911?
I didn't have to. No, I was like, I'm going to knock on. Because the neighbor, I ran into him and I knew him from a friend of a friend. So I'm like, okay, I hope he's not hitting her, but he seemed like a nice guy. I'm going to knock on this door, and I got my 911 ready just in case.
Never knock on the door.
I was like, He was like, no, we good. I promise. She was like, she just was like, no, he ain't hit me, but he out here lying. And she, you know, she just all emotional.
Right. So I would never knock on the door, because if he in there trying to shoot her, he might be trying to shoot you. Not to say in
no, yeah. But basically what it was, he was trying to calm her down and have her stay so they could talk. And she was like, no, I'm done with you. I'm trying to leave. But I was just like, in that moment, I was like, okay, do I call the police? Because if I don't, and if he is hauling off on her, then I'm a bystander. But then I was like, if he really not hitting her and she just yelling, then I don't want to cause a scene.
Right,
but
then he's going to jail. And he's right, going to
exactly.
I'm another black man.
So that's why I was like, you know, so that's why I was like, okay, I got 911 right here. I'm going to knock on this door and see what's up real quick. But my thumb is ready to press send at any given moment. At any given time. And I didn't stand right in front of the door. I stood off to the side like, hello, like,
right,
everything
right?
Good. I hear her saying, let me go, so let her, you better let her go, because if you don't let her go, then you go see the popo. But it was cool. She walked away, and I had to go give her phone. She was just all emotional. She was like, thank you so much for checking on me. Are you pregnant? I said, listen, I just wanted to make sure you was okay. And she said, I thank you. That's so nice.
Right.
But yeah, those situations are crazy.
They are.
There was a murder-suicide here recently in the city. It was a domestic dispute. What the guy's girlfriend was running away from him to the neighbor's house, and he shot her in the head, then he shot himself.
Yeah. I don't ever want to be in that situation. Like, bruh, please, just take yourself.
A lot of those situations, like, they kill the wife and the kid if there's one, then they turn the gun on themselves. It's sad.
Yeah, that is sad. I had a neighbor once, this is when I lived off 10th Street, and Hunter was upstairs asleep. And I hear this, like, yelling and stuff, and I'm just banging. I'm like, are they knocking on my door? Because I lived in the double. And so I'm like creeping down the stairs also. Like, look, please don't let them be knocking on my door. My neighbor was ghetto as all get out. They was ratchet. And so I like peeped through my little blind, trying not to be seen. I think they saw me. And she's like, help me. He won't let me go. Please help me. Help me. And so I just like step back. I had my phone in my hand too. And I was about to call the police.
You'd be like, ugh.
Because then he let her go. And he left. So I think they did see me. So I came outside after he left. I was like, are you okay? You want me to call the police? And she was like, no, it's okay. I'm fine. Blah, blah, blah. And, you know, all that happened. Luckily, I didn't wake Hunter up. So I was trying to have my grown-up time. And, like, 2 weeks later, he was over there just chilling and hanging out. And so that's why I try not to get involved. Because I feel like, here I am, trying to be the good Samaritan, about to call the police. I'm all scared. My heart's beating out my chest.
Right. Like, nervous.
Right. And I'm like, shit, he about to kill her ass. And, you know, he's back over here just chilling a week later. His car's parked outside. Y'all, you know me, grilling and stuff. I'm just like, hell no. Like,
y'all went through all that just to be right back where you were where you started.
Right. And you banging on my door. Like, don't. That's my thing. If you know you're going to bring it back, don't knock on my door.
You reached out for help.
Right.
What was the purpose?
Yeah. My mom, she used to work nights when I was younger. And my stepdad used to work, like, I don't know. He used to get off at 11. But one night, one of her friends came banging on my window. And I was at home by myself. And I was terrified.
Right.
Oh, I had no clue what to do. I'm only, like, I don't know, like 9? I was so young.
Oh, my.
And she came in. I opened the door. Her shirt was ripped and she had a bruise. Like, I was terrified.
Oh, right? Wow.
Like, that was damn near, like,
traumatic.
Out of line on her end. Because she knew. She was my mom's friend, so she knew she wasn't at home. And she knew that I was at home. That was traumatic. I couldn't go to sleep the rest of the night.
I bet.
I was so afraid.
And 9 years old.
I was like, is he going to come here and get you? Is he going to hurt me?
Right. And they're saying, and you 9, she putting you in a position, your mama not home. You can't fend for yourself.
Yeah. I'm like, here's the phone, wait on the porch.
Right.
And that's exactly what I did.
Take that issue outside because we don't have time here.
And she had somehow managed to open our door. Like, we used to have a front door and then, like, a side door. And we had a sectional in front of the front door. We used to go in the house to the side. And somehow she had got, like, her arm was in the house. I was terrified.
That's what you don't do. See, if I was your mama, we would have had to have exchanged some words. Yeah.
I would have came back. I'm like, she did what?
What you won't do
when I wasn't home?
My house, right.
Oh, I'd be like, baby, you know, I don't condone nobody putting their hands on you, but you will never put my child in that position. Keep your issue.
And
over
I'm
there.
Sure she did because my mom is that type of person. I don't know what she said or if she yelled or cussed, but she got a real stern voice that let people know.
Real
she's
stern.
Not
voice.
You saw the arm come through the window. Yeah. That
would have freaked me out.
It freaked me out.
Mm-mm. That's too much. So do y'all think that Fab is gonna be able to make a comeback like Chris Brown did?
Well,
they would have to find that there's something mentally wrong with him. They would have to find
mentally wrong with Chris Brown.
I mean, well, but
he can dance.
But okay,
he dances his way back into our hearts every year at the BET Awards.
Well, this is why I say this, because even though it's wrong on both parts, it's the level of violence. Chris Brown wasn't pointing a gun at nobody.
We didn't see a gun in Fab's hand.
He wanted the guns out the house. He didn't point the gun.
Okay, I read he had pointed a gun. That's why I was mentioned. But what I'm saying is we know between Rihanna and Chris Brown, it was mutual between the two of them. Still doesn't make it right. It was mutual between the two of them. It was mostly physical fighting on both parts. This one is where, like, Fab was just, he was cutting up. And I'm like, you know, other families involved. We don't know the full story.
Girl.
So I'm like, I don't know, bro. On this one, I feel like I really don't know.
I feel like Fab can make a comeback because he doesn't have as much commercial success as Chris Brown.
Yeah.
So he doesn't have to worry about a whole bunch of endorsement deals and stuff. I won't say he's an underground rapper, but he's just not out there as publicly as Chris Brown is. So if he just lay low for a couple of months, you know, he could probably make a comeback. But I don't know.
I think once the real story comes out, he could probably, depending on what the story actually is, I should say, he could make a comeback. Because I think we didn't see him actually hit her. We haven't seen the pictures of Lindley yet. Supposedly she has bruises and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So we haven't seen the pictures. But the pictures of Rihanna were bad. They were horrific. So if Emily comes out and there's like barely any bruises, barely any blah, blah, blah. And if we find out this has been an ongoing thing for years and she's lived with it, not that that makes it okay. Because I know, you know, it's hard to leave a domestic violence situation.
Well, Rihanna admitted herself. She stayed. She said prior to that car incident, they had gotten like 8 fights already. Like
he said it too on his documentary.
They both stayed with each other. They was both beating each other's ass. Yeah.
Like the history plays a big part in, I think, into how it's viewed. Like now that we know the history of Chris Brown, we're like, okay, they fought all the time. So I think if we find out the history between Fab and M,
it'll be like no
is that
big
they
deal.
Fought all the time. It'll be like, okay, you know, this is their norm.
And he went through a lot of trouble to get. Didn't he get a phone while he was in jail to release a statement, Fab?
This I don't know.
I say like, I ain't heard that.
Well, I hope I don't want to make nothing up, but if I recall, I do remember hearing somebody say that he got a phone to release a statement. I'm gonna have to Google it.
That's what I'm doing right now.
Okay.
Well, either way, I feel like it's a tricky situation because, like we just said, you know, we think, oh, well, she went along with it. This is their norm. That means she stayed. Well, that's not nobody's fault. I feel like that still takes away from the fact that he's putting his hands on her or he's putting her in a situation where she's fearing for her life. And at the end of the day, that's still wrong. And it's wrong if the woman is also, you know, I don't agree with the fact Rihanna putting her hands on Chris Brown, because I don't believe any woman should be provoking or tempting a man or putting him in that type of situation either. It's wrong on both parts. But, I mean, I would be more understanding if we did find out he was having some type of mental break or if he has been dealing with something that we just don't know about, because me working in mental health, when people are having mental disorders and they're not on their medication or they don't know they have a mental disorder, it can cause people to do some some stuff. Some stuff, y'all. And I'd have experienced it myself. I'd have been cursed out and thrown out of houses, my own self working in the mental health field. So I get it. But I feel like it still shouldn't take away from the fact that I feel like it should not be just looked at, oh, well, this is just the norm, because it's still domestic violence regardless.
Yeah, true that. True that. I don't even know.
Because I already know. You put your hands on me, I'm going to jail. I'm going to be just... or I'm going to be just like Jennifer Lopez in Enough. Self-defense is not murder, and I'm going to jail. Or whatever. Look, because one of us ain't making it. and I'm going to make sure that I make it.
I wouldn't know what to do. I would be so afraid. I would... Well,
I'd be beating ass.
Yeah, I mean, of course, like, fight or flight would come through, but I would just probably be in such shock that it was happening.
I'll say, yeah, I feel like I could picture myself being in shock, like, just sitting there for a minute, like, did that just really happen? Like, he really just
out the blue.
He really just did that. Process it for about 2 more minutes, and depending on if he's still running his mouth, then that's when I'm gonna just haul off, because it's like, oh, okay. you got the wrong one today. I'm about to show you that I am crazy, and you will think twice before you ever think about putting your hands on me ever again.
But I do have friends who have been in violent relationships, and it really takes a toll on your mind. It's not as easy to leave as people think it is.
No, it's not.
Because they do have mental abuse too, and you know, they're manipulative, and they'll make you think you're in the wrong. So it's just,
it's a full cycle.
It's been sad to watch. They're not in them anymore, but they have been. But it was, you know, you just want to say, girl, why don't you leave his ass? But they just,
and you would think, like, first, you know, first notion would be, oh, he put his hands on, I'm leaving.
Yeah.
But it's really a psychological type of cycle. Like, it's the honeymoon phase, the build up, the explosion, calm down phase. He promises he's not going to do it again. And because you love him, you think, okay, it's going to be different this time. And then you're back in the honeymoon phase, and it just starts over. And
so do you guys think being abusive, do you think it's always a learned behavior?
In some ways, I do. And it's been proven to be that. In some, where usually if someone is the abuser, more than likely they've been abused. Or whoever the person is, if the person is being abused, they probably witnessed some type of abuse. Like, mama got abused, so they think, well, even though they knew it was bad growing up, they know no one has taught them different. So then they end up repeating the cycle. And same thing with Chris Brown. It was proof show. I think he talked about he was abused by his stepfather. So it made sense for him to end up carrying out that same abuse. Even though, like, you know it's wrong, but psychologically that's all they know.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I guess I do think it is learned behavior, or like lacking knowledge of how to properly express your frustrations and your anger, because sometimes people don't know how to do anything but get physical. Like, they don't know any other way to show you they love you than to have sex with you. Maybe they don't know any other way to express their anger than to hit you. And that is very sad.
But it's just
a reality.
Yeah. It is a reality.
Yeah, I agree with that. I don't know. I've been in violent relationships where we have fought. And so there have been times where I've been the aggressor. But I can definitely say I didn't see that at home. So, I don't know if I was just, like, a super angry person at the time.
Or he just brought that out of you, depending on what y'all's drama was. Because sometimes people, I mean, depending on what the relationship is, depending on how, you know how some people are just not good together. They're just too volatile. Both people are very volatile. It's like you love them, but the love is so toxic. Nothing good is coming from it. So, it ends up bringing the worst out of both of you. And all the good stuff is just overshadowed, because it's like, yeah, we got all this great chemistry and we have all this history, but we are literally fighting all day, every day. And not just verbally, we are physically putting our hands on each other. So, like, that's crossing a whole nother line.
I've been in a relationship like that, too, where it was just like, it's like I'm so mad that I have, like, no more words to express what I'm feeling. I have never had a black eye, but I have blacked an eye.
Girl, busted a lip.
Yeah, oops, you know.
I ain't been in this situation before, Lord. Yeah.
You know, walking away.
It's hard
from
to
it.
Say that out loud.
It is. That's why I didn't mean what I was like.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm just sitting here now, like, damn.
But coming away from that, though, I think the thing I learned that I remember saying this to myself is, I don't ever want to be with somebody that makes me this angry again.
Yep.
Like, I don't ever want to have to be like this.
I never want to be with somebody that just makes me black out and just be
just
like,
go crazy.
Like, I'm so mad at you right now, I don't have nothing else to do but to put my hands on you.
Right.
Ooh, that sounds awful.
But, you know, sometimes you really, it's not right, but sometimes people and things can really drive you to that point, and you don't even realize it.
I mean, but
there.
That's an excuse, because it nobody can control what you do but you.
Yeah.
That's true.
Like I said, you know, you do that towards you, maybe so mad, but at the end of the day, I can only control my actions and my reactions.
Okay, I'm not saying it's an excuse, I'm just saying, like, that is a reality. Like, sometimes
people do.
They push your buttons, they provoke, and they, you know. Sometimes people really just bring that ugliness out of you. It's not that you want it to come out. It just happens. We're human. You know, we make mistakes. And sometimes we, as my pastor said, we get in our feelings. and we fall prey to our emotions sometimes.
So what about when a woman is the aggressor? Like Solange, for example, in the elevator.
Ooh.
Course stuff.
It's still not right because, in a sense, you're only doing it because you know that they're not going to react and go off on you the way you're doing it.
In 2018, if he's not Jay-Z, he probably is going
to
react.
Yeah.
Like a bus driver. You going to jail now, girl. And she was really putting, she didn't like just push him. She hit him. Yeah. And it was like.
He put the bus in park. Put the bus. Ball slow.
And
uppercut her ass. Like,
you going to jail now?
And in that bit, it was like I laughed. I was so conflicted because I was like, I laughed because just the whole "you going to jail now"
part
I wasn't ready. I wasn't expecting it. I laughed on that part, and then I was like, dang, like he really got her though. I'm like, she
like
was hitting him, but he got her though. And then it was like. Ooh, should I be mad that he hit her? But then at the same time, I was like, she was provoking him. But it's like, he's a man. I was
a man should never hit a woman. But a woman should also never provoke a man.
And I'm a firm believer in that. And both my parents have taught me that. And my mom even said, like, my dad and her never gotten, like, physical fights. But my mom and dad, I remember, just when they were telling me about their relationship, my mom did say, like, she had pushed my dad's buttons one time. He's like, I had to walk away. Cause she and you know what, it makes sense as to why they're not together, because they would just bump heads.
Yeah.
And so it was like hearing that from them, I was like, thank God my dad walked away. I'm so glad, he's a good man. But my mom being transparent enough to be like, no, I was pushing your dad's buttons. I was mad he wasn't spending time with me. She had just lost my great grandparents, so she was dealing with grief.
Right.
And their relationship was already getting towards that rocky stage anyway. And she's like, yeah, I was pushing his buttons, and I wish I never did that, because I should never put your father in that position.
Yeah. Yeah, I've had a couple of friends whose parents have been married since, like, before we were born, and they both have told stories of, like, one good fight that they got in together. Like, I don't hit your mom, but that one time I did have to snatch her up, or that one time I did push her down, because she just was...
Did you clutch at her?
I didn't have to shake her that one good time. And so I always think, dang, I wonder if me and my husband will have, like, our one good fight where he has to shake me and then come to a sense and realize,
like, wait a minute, hold on.
Right.
Yeah. I remember that.
Like, is that a thing?
I know. I remember one of Cat Williams' stand-ups, he said, men, whenever you are in a fight, he said, do not clutch. And that's like, don't reach for her. Don't do nothing. Because because once you do, it's over. He said he had a friend or something where the woman knocked him out. The woman knocked the dude out. But when the police came and they was like, well, you know, she knocked him out. Okay. He's like, okay, well, you're fine, man. But did he clutch at you? And she was like, oh yeah, he did. And so they ended up arrested all dude. Yeah.
I mean, she had self-defense. She was within her rights. You want to go to sleep? Okay. That's little Peanut, guys. She's sick and wants to go to sleep. But we're almost done, Peanut. Come here.
Bless her heart.
I know, right? So what would you guys do if you witnessed a live domestic violence situation? Which, Lex, you already said that you tried to go to sleep. Okay, we're going.
Oh, yeah, I'm calling 911. And I'm going to hope I have a baseball bat or something on me in case he try to turn on me. because, yeah, I don't have time.
it's sad to say.
I definitely don't believe in being a bystander.
I would mind my business.
Really?
Yeah. Because you just never know. Like you said, she might not want your help. You know, I don't know. I would just mind my business.
I mean, these days people
and pray for them. And I would pray for them. God can do more than I can, you know. if I felt it in my spirit that he was moving me to call 911, I would do so. But I would just mind my own.
Needs that I'm going to just let them handle it.
Yeah. Right. I mean, I feel that. I remember once we were at a party at ISU, and it was a guy out there banging his girlfriend up against the car and roughing her up. And we definitely all got out the car and, you know, tried to put a stop to it. Of course, we didn't call the police. Of course, they rolled up because it was a college campus.
Right.
And got involved. But, I mean, I would definitely try to intervene. Times are getting crazier and crazier, so you can't really just be getting people's business.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't just roll up, but I'm going to be off to the side dialing 911 like, hey, something going on. Y'all need to get here. Something like that. But
I mean, it was a group of us, too, so
that's good.
So it wasn't just, like, me intervening. It was a group of us. But I don't know. Domestic violence is just one of those things that's tricky because you just never know the ins and outs of the relationship.
Definitely. But I will say, if anyone knows, like, a friend, family member that's in a domestic violence situation, encourage them to reach out, even if you feel like it's not your business, because that's somebody's life at stake. People do die. And I feel like people think that, oh, that's just a rare case. No, people die. People are on the run. There are women and children. There are shelters for this. Like, this is serious. So if anyone is out there knowing anybody in the type of situation, there are hotlines you can call. It's anonymous. You know, just don't let people just remain stuck in situations. Now, granted, they got to get out themselves. They got to want to get out. But I also wouldn't just let anyone I care about continue to be in a situation, especially if I know that could be life or death.
Yeah, I feel that. So, I mean, you're the social worker of the group. If you know somebody in a domestic violence situation, or like one of our close friends, if they were in one, what's a good way to approach them without coming off offensive or like nosy? You know what I mean?
I say, well, I would. Well, first, one thing is, of course, as a social worker, I have the duty to warn if anything's happening like that, especially when there are children involved. If I have a client and they come to me, or if I, you know, I'm noticing things and I suspect something, I have to call DCS. I have to report it. There's no way around it. As far as anyone approaching someone, I would, of course, just let them know that you care and that you're looking out for them. And even if they, you know, especially if there's kids involved, even if they say don't call, don't report it, report it. Because that's a child in that place. That's somebody's life at stake. And ethically, it's the right thing to do.
Do you think you could be making it worse for them, though? Like, if you report it, and then after the caseworker leaves, then the man or whoever, then it's like, oh, you don't report me now? Now I'm about to really, you know, beat that ass.
In some cases, it can get bad. But I would hope, and this is the hard part, because as we see in the news, there was recently a story that really broke my heart where people were reporting abuse of this she's a 3-year-old little girl, and her mom's boyfriend, both of them was beating her, and she died. And the dad had been trying to get custody, and no one, the daycare, everyone reported it multiple times, and no one did nothing. And as a social worker and as a mother, I was livid, because that's the type of stuff I have to face as a social worker. And people already think all we do is snatch people's kids anyway.
Right.
And at the end of the day, my job is to make sure that kids and families are safe. So it's hard, because I'm not going to sit here and say that the system isn't trash. It is. And in some places, it's worse than others. But I would always feel better, and I would always encourage someone to report no matter what is going on.
Right. Just err on the side of caution.
Always err on the side of caution. Especially if you are working in a profession that requires you to report things like that. You can't let those things go. Legally and ethically, the social workers in that case, and I will say this over and over again, I don't care. I hope they lose their licenses. I hope they go to jail, because they failed. They failed that little girl. They failed that family. And not only they failed themselves as social workers, and they have no right to even call themselves that title, because you basically, you disrespected yourself and you disrespected our profession. Like, I can go on and on about that, Dad, because whew, I was heated when I found out that story. So I tell anyone, anything that's going on, neglect, abuse, domestic, report it. Don't let that stuff slide. That's somebody's life we're talking about. And I encourage anybody, always err on the side of caution no matter what.
I agree with that. Well, on that note, we got to time way faster than I thought we would.
We did.
But we are going to go ahead and get out of here. Thank you guys for listening, as always. Follow us on Instagram, please, 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 at Ladies Night Podcast. Follow our Twitter page at Ladies Night PC and like our Facebook page, Ladies Night Podcast. And send us emails at ladiesnightformoms@gmail.com with questions, comments, concerns. Let the ladies fix your life, because we do be fixing lives out here.
We try.
We got the answer, Sway, most of the time.
To the best of our ability, we got the answers.
Right, so definitely follow us. And thank you all for listening. And again, thanks for everybody that came out to our meet and greet. It was a great time.
Be on the lookout for what we have in store coming the rest of this year. You know, we've been cooking up some ideas, right, y'all. Man, hair up. So don't sleep on Ladies Night.
Ow. All right, y'all.
Have a good week.